All right, the freaks at the highest echelons of power in the United States make me embarrassed to be an American. And I can already hear all the MAGA comments chirping, saying then, leave America, move to another country. The reality is, I still see a lot of beauty in America. I still see a lot of potential that I want to see through throughout my life, throughout my potential future children's lives. And America can be somewhere, a country where people can peacefully coexist within institutions that protect our ability to vote and protect the most vulnerable Americans. It could be that. But right now, the people who are in power are actively moving us farther and farther away from that society. Enter Pete Hegseth, our current Secretary of Defense that has labeled himself the Secretary of War, and who is currently at a campaign event in Kentucky, campaigning against Republican Thomas Massie, because Thomas Massie, I guess, like voted to release the Epstein files and broke with Donald Trump on the deficit and a few other issues. Thomas Massie votes Republican 90% of the time. He is through and through still a Republican. So he's not like totally an ally to Democrats, but he's somebody who is principled on a few key issues such as the Epstein files. And for that, they are trying to primary him. I want to show you some clips of Pete Hegseth having a god-awful day, but let's just begin with what happened to him this morning. This morning, Pete Hegseth was speaking at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, and he thought it was just going to be a light breeze, but the entire speech got nuked.
See everybody, it's an honor to be here. No better way to start a week than with soldiers. Truly, it's my honor to be here with you. Humbled to stand in front of great Americans willing to raise their right hand again to serve this nation.
Dude, who are you? He's not even speaking into the mic anymore. He's got a mic on his chest that nobody can hear him through.
At a unit. Either you're prepared or you're not. And being prepared means being very good over and over and over again at a few basic things.
You're either prepared or you're not. Pete Hegseth is clearly not prepared.
When I arrived at a unit, either you're prepared or you're not. And being prepared means being very good over and over and over again at a few basic things.
All right, and as you can tell, the audio is not the best there, but it looks like we have a feed coming in from the War Department. So I do want to listen in here to see if maybe that's a little bit better audio-wise.
They literally cut the footage because it was so bad for Pete Hegseth. Okay, let's see if it gets better.
All right, well, that one actually has no audio, so it looks like they are having some issues there, possibly because of the wind. You can see the flags are blowing all over the place. What I'm going to do is...
Bro, what is this guy yapping about? Look, Pete Hegseth is still just yelling.
The flags are blowing all over the place. What I'm going to do is try to pop the audio back up one more time on this feed coming in to see if they're able to get it any better. I could see that they were kind of working on it just minutes ago.
You're raising in rank based on merit.
You're either prepared or you're not prepared. I think we know which one Pete Hegseth is in this case. Now, this brings us on to Pete Hegseth then speaking at a rally for Galrain. Ed Galrain is running for office, is a combat veteran, and when he introduced Pete, he didn't even say Pete's name right, and he introduced him in the wrong manner. Watch.
Down the world right now to President Trump is Pete Hegseth. His plate is full, but he's got a great team under him. It is my pleasure to introduce a fellow Ranger here today to little old Kentucky. Thank you for coming, Pete. We are honored by your presence here today, and we look forward to your remarks. And all that to say, I really enjoy. Down the world right now to President Trump is Pete Hegseth. His plate is full, but he's got a great team under him.
He can't even say it right. Pete Hegseth then has to go on stage, do an awkward Trump impression.
When he first offered me this job, he said, Pete, you're gonna have to be tough as shit. Sorry. He did. You ready? They're gonna come after you.
And boy, was he right.
Did he just turn into a pirate at the end there?
They're gonna come after you.
That's not Trump. That's just a pirate. That is just a pirate. Dog, I know that we're doing piracy on the coast of Venezuela and grabbing oil tankers and everything, but at some point, we have to be adults and actually focus on an off-ramp for the war that you started, Pete Hegseth. This entire administration are posting memes and, you know, posting random trolling things, but it's not funny anymore. Americans are struggling, very much so. I'll talk about that in 1 second, but Pete Hegseth then had to correct Ed Gowrain.
It feels just a bit excessive, unnecessary. By the way, you got one thing wrong. I'm not Ranger qualified. You are. So I'm just an Army infantryman. You got me on every level. And we're so grateful for your service. But the truth is,
you're not just not qualified in that. You're not just not Ranger qualified. You're not qualified, period. This is coming the same week that Pete Hegseth stunned Pentagon officials by pulling troops out of Europe and in Poland with no warning. It wasn't clear why the defense secretary issued the order not to send troops on a routine mission to the country the administration refers to as a model ally, but it's even bigger than that. Pete Hegseth did not only cancel the deployment of 4,000 troops, he's been actively pulling troops out of our European allied country. The decision was even more surprising because troops and equipment had already started to arrive in the country. It sent fresh waves of anxiety through European capitals and inside the Pentagon on Thursday about whether such moves could embolden Russia. They will. And which ally might turn into the next target? Probably a NATO ally. And the United States better be prepared for the consequences of our actions rather than doing random ass impressions on stage. Here is Pete Hegseth attacking Thomas Massie. Okay, why is the Secretary of Defense, even if we want to call him the Secretary of War, why is this person acting as an attack dog on a campaign in the midterms? This is unprecedented. This has to be a violation of some law. I don't think I've ever seen a Secretary of Defense campaigning in this manner.
Now contrast that with what we've gotten from Tom Massie. At some point, being against everything becomes an excuse for accomplishing nothing. At some point, constant obstruction is not leadership, it's just commentary. It's obstruction. President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most. And too often, Thomas Massie has acted like his job is to stand apart from the movement that President Trump leads instead of strengthening it.
Who told him, yeah, you should really go on stage with your top three buttons down in a sweaty manner and start attacking a congressman relentlessly who tried to release the Epstein files? They're like, yeah, I think it would look really good if you just unbuttoned the top three to look way more unhinged.
When President Trump needs backup, Massie wants to debate process.
Whoa, process is paramount. What do you mean debate process? Like due process? Like the process by which we release the Epstein files? Like the process by which we make sure that we're not striking boats full of civilians in the Caribbean Sea? The process by which we make sure we're actually targeting enemies and not girls' schools? I think process is pretty damn important, MAGA Pete.
When the movement needs unity, especially at the biggest moments, Massie's willing to vote with Democrats.
On the Epstein files. On the Epstein files. How is that the biggest moment where the biggest moment where the movement needs unity? That says a lot.
Conservatives are fighting the most radical left in American history. Too often, Massie's instinct is to throw elbows at fellow Republicans instead of the people who are destroying our country or want to destroy our country. And there's one man standing in their way, and it's President Trump. That's...
By the way, this is just like soft authoritarianism or full-blown authoritarianism. We have the Secretary of Defense, who has dubbed himself the Secretary of War, taking off his tie and going into a speech like it's wartime in order to attack a Republican for being a dissident on 5 to 10% of issues, maybe 15% of issues. Thomas Massie is known for voting along with Republicans on just about everything in the same way that, you know, John Fetterman is a Democrat who has sort of lost his mind, in my opinion. John Fetterman is super, super pro-Israel, and he's talking like a Republican nowadays. But when you look at his voting pattern, he still votes with the Democrats about 90% of the time. It's kind of the same thing with Thomas Massie. They think that Thomas Massie is some Democrat now, but Thomas Massie still pretty reliably votes with Republicans, but the votes that he breaks on just piss off the Republicans a lot. I'm going to leave it there. Our Secretary of Defense is losing his damn mind. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed for more breaking news content. We'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.